Welcome to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill, as we seek to become loving, witnessing and growing people.
We've got visitors. Visitors who are coming for a nice little christening. And little cute Olivia here, starting good life with Jesus. And we're talking about hell and fire and burning and cutting limbs off. Great. Well done, Ned, for choosing that reading. Before you challenge me on it, it's a set reading for today. Across the church, across the world, in all manner of different denominations, this reading will be read today. They didn't know that Olivia was being baptized and a whole load of visitors were coming to our church. But before we dismiss it as, oh, that's so typical, that's what Christians always talk about, hell and damnation and fire, I think there are some deeper things that we can pull out and maybe understand a little better. I'm going to really focus on that second half, the commands of Jesus not to put a stumbling block before these little ones and all these things that might cause us to stumble. We have to cut them off. I don't think Jesus is actually suggesting that we cut arms and legs off and eyes gouging out, etc. I don't think that's the case. I think he's just using very dramatic language to drive home a point about how serious the kingdom of God is, how important it is for us, that it's not just some little optional extra just to make us feel good and to bring about perpetual happiness for us as individuals. That's not what the kingdom of God is about. The kingdom of God is about a transformation not just of ourselves, but of the whole world and all of humanity. That God has sent Jesus to proclaim this kingdom as the place where we are meant to live and in which we are meant to live. That if we're not living within the kingdom of God, we're not really being truly human, because we are going against what we were designed to be and to do. And these stumbling blocks that Jesus talks about, that we can put in the way of others and even of ourselves, it is better to look at what this is written originally in ancient Greek. The real word is scandalosa. Where you've got the word scandal. People who scandalize. And what does it mean to have a scandal? It means to trip up or to fall short. So if we are causing others to fall short of God's design for us, or if we have things in our lives that cause us to fall short, then we are not fully being human. And what Olivia is entering into, and we hope in her journey of faith, which will be lifelong and life-giving, is to run the race set out for each and every one of us, and to follow Jesus in that journey and in that race. Talking of being tripped up or stumbled, it made me think of when I was very little in primary school and we had a sports day. And in our school, there were four kind of houses. You know, you have these houses which, you know, different people, you know, you earn house points or whatever, and together, you know, you work together in getting some reward or being celebrated as a house. Our houses in our school back then were lions, unicorns, eagles and dragons. That's quite a cool house. I was lions. That was a bit boring because all the others were pretty cool. But, you know, lions are still quite mighty and awesome. Anyway, in sports day, we would compete as houses. And in my year group, this was in year five, in my year group, there were these two boys who had a bit of a rivalry when it came to sports, and particularly when it came to running. They were clearly the fastest, and throughout our time in primary school, these two would sort of alternate as to who won the 60-meter run, the sprint. And one would win one year, and the other would win the other year, and they'd come second. You know, it was a big rivalry. You know, bigger rivalry than it can be in primary school, of course. But they were there, and one of them was running for lions, and the other was running for the unicorns. And here we were, year five, the race. It was just down to these two. It was only these two that everyone was looking at. Who would win this year? And they set off. And at about 10, 20 metres. The race had just started. They were getting to the halfway mark. And suddenly, the boy from the Lions, my house, tripped up and fell. And that meant that the guy from Unicorns ran and won the race quite easily. Fortunately, the assistant head who was overseeing sports day had noticed that the boy from Unicorns had stuck his foot out and had tripped his fellow competitor, and therefore meant that he could win the race. He was spotted making someone stumble and trip, and therefore taking them out of the race. He was punished because he was caught tripping this person up. And not only him getting punished, getting, you know, disqualified, and then starting the race again without him, but it also meant that the House of Unicorns were deducted a whole load of points, and therefore had no real chance of winning sports day. And so this person was caused a scandal within his house and within the school. It's the same when we talk about running the race of faith. When we're running this race, trying our best to follow Jesus, to stay in our lane, to do what is right, what God is calling us to be and to do. We don't want other people stepping into our lane and causing us to trip up so that we don't complete the race, which is what happens when we fall short. But it's good that God oversees and looks, just like the assistant head did in my primary school, that he's able to see these things. And so when Jesus says, if any of you puts a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believes in me, it would be better if you were put a millstone around your neck and to be thrown into the sea, which was a punishment that the Romans did. It was ultimate death. That is the seriousness of what happens when we interfere or we cause someone deliberately to trip up in their walk of faith. But equally, when we're running a race, we don't want to be distracted. We don't want to not finish the race. We want to fix our eyes on that goal, which is the person of Jesus. And so, if we get distracted, we don't finish the race, and we might stumble and trip over other competitors as we cross lanes or whatever. And we might stumble and fall short. Well, Jesus says, and it's not that he doesn't want us to finish the race. It's not like he's saying, if the hand causes you to stumble, cut both of them off. You know, you're done for, you're finished. It's just saying, we still want you to enter the kingdom. We still want you to finish the race. But if this thing is weighing you down and slowing you down, get rid of it. If it's slowing you down from completing the race, cut it off. You might want to think about some weights. You know, we've got a marathon being run today. Some of you might have to navigate that marathon. Got a particular friend who's running that race today. And as he runs it, if there are things in his backpack or something that are just weighing him down and slowing him down, that he's not going to finish it because it's too heavy, my advice to him would be get rid of the backpack with all the heaviness on it. That would be a sensible suggestion. This is what Jesus is suggesting in our walk of faith. And so as Olivia begins her race, I would give her the same advice, and godparents as she grows up, give her the same advice. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the person, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, the person to whom we are all meant to be like. Olivia begins that journey of becoming more and more like him, and we want her to complete that race, to become like Jesus, so that she can enter God's kingdom and enjoy perpetual happiness, not just for herself, but for all of humanity and all of creation. That is a good race to run. And we are here to support, to run alongside her, and hopefully to stop her from stumbling and tripping up.